This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey commuters getting their Hoboken PATH station back this morning.
After 25 days of not hearing this. There we go. The Hoboken PATH train is up and running for commuters again. The Port Authority says this shutdown was a part of the two-year PATH program, averaging at about $430 million. And that went towards major station work like repairing tracks, replacing switches damaged by Superstorm Sandy, yes, from over 10 years ago, and fixing 16-year-old train cars. Now, PATH is one of the few transit systems that runs 24/7, so you can imagine the inconvenience for nearly 20,000 daily riders. But that ends today, so all aboard. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Hoboken PATH station.
And the 25-day shutdown forced Hoboken commuters to find other ways to get to work, ferries and buses among them. About 20,000 commuters use the Hoboken terminal each day, and it was a popular alternative during the summer when NJ Transit train service was disrupted into Penn Station and along the Northeast Corridor. Well, one day after a Bronx woman was grazed by a bullet while fast asleep in what she thought was the safety of her own bed, five young people have been arrested, all teenagers.
Your life can literally be safe one moment and the next just in danger. We have never had anything happen like this ever in our lives, so it was just really unexpected.
Natalie Pelanco is the daughter of the victim and tells 1010 Winds it was a very close call. The 55-year-old woman was found wounded in the forehead and the bleeding was heavy, she says. Police say the shot crashed through her ceiling after it was fired by accident from the apartment directly above hers in a building on Purdy Avenue in the Parkchester section. Chiron Valerio, Desmond Frazier, and Tyquan Williams are all 19 years old and now charged with felony assault and weapons possession. Two 17-year-old suspects face the same charges. Police expect to also charge a sixth teen who's in custody as well. Well, one teenager is dead and another hurt after a motorbike crash last night in the Bronx. The two were on board the two-wheeler when it collided with a minivan on East 172nd Street near Metcalf Avenue. Both wound up thrown to the pavement. An 18-year-old young man later died of his injuries, but a 14-year-old girl survived and is now in stable condition. Police say the driver of the Honda Odyssey stayed at the scene and was not arrested. Well, Mayor Adams did something yesterday that he hasn't done in weeks. He took questions from reporters. The mayor has been dealing with the fallout after the sudden move by the feds to drop his corruption indictment, followed by calls for Governor Hochul to remove him.
The mayor has insisted his indictment didn't get in the way of running the city, but now maybe a crack in that armor.
It is easier to do your job without these issues in a way.
And while walking the line of not criticizing the governor while also not supporting her idea for limitations on his power, The mayor seemed baffled at people calling for his removal.
When I spoke to some of my colleagues, I was like, why are you calling for this? Like, what is the reason? Well, because they're putting it forward the possibility of dismissing your charges. That's a reason to take away the mayor of the largest city in America?
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And critics accuse Mayor Adams of a quid pro quo with President Trump. He agreed to cooperate with his immigration crackdown in exchange for his indictment being dismissed, allegedly. Now, the mayor thanked the Trump administration for the changes he claims have been made at the border. Governor Hochul will soon be looking for a new running mate. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado announcing yesterday that he will not appear on the ticket with the governor when she runs for re-election next year. And he even seemed to hint he might run for the top job himself, saying he was determined to be a voice in state government and, quote, all options are on the table. Delgado has served as the governor's number two since 2022, but there has been some public friction between the two since then. Most recently, Delgado told reporters that he serves with the governor, but not, quote, at the pleasure of the governor. A Hochul spokesman says it's been obvious for quite some time that Delgado isn't interested in doing the job of lieutenant governor and that she's already begun the search for a new 2026 running mate. Well, after ripping off its own employees for years by secretly pocketing their tips, the delivery app DoorDash has agreed to pay almost $17 million to settle a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
DoorDash cheated its own delivery staff out of tips they earned, and now Attorney General Letitia James is making sure they pay up what they owe.
Where individuals work X amount of hours, and they look at their paycheck, and they only get X amount of money, several amounts of money less than what they are owed.
She wants delivery workers to know she's on their side.
We've got individuals who are available, that we are on the ground, that we are accessible, and that we believe them more importantly.
The investigation found DoorDash's pay model was deceptive. They actually hid the amount of tips each Dasher earned and decided to give them only the guaranteed pay. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Well, the frigid search has been suspended for a person missing after a boat sank off Staten Island Sunday, a tragedy that left three others dead. The missing man has been identified as 52-year-old Vernon Glassford of the Bronx. His sister Janelle Bob telling 1010 Winds he enjoyed being out on the water.
He went with his co-worker and his friends. Fishing is something he does all the time. The entire building, everybody know Vernon. You go to everybody's door, everybody knows him.
And he was popular in their Bronx neighborhood, she says.
Very close. Very, very close. And Vern, he's the nicest guy. He's the person that everybody will go to for a favor.
The two others on the vessel survived the sinking despite the frigid waters, but one of them is still in critical condition. The Coast Guard says the 30-foot boat left Howard Beach Sunday morning on a fishing trip, then started to take on water only a few hours later. The water temperature in the search area, they say, was only about 38 degrees. Well, city officials debating the fate of the NYPD's gang database yesterday at a city council hearing. The council's public safety committee is considering legislation that would eliminate the database, which critics say amounts to racial profiling, with no proof it's done anything to actually help end gang violence. Those critics include committee chair Yusuf Salam.
Although the NYPD has revised some of its policies, key concerns remain. Effective policing must balance crime prevention with fairness, ensuring no system unfairly targets or stigmatizes entire communities.
Now, police brass like Deputy Commissioner Michael Gerber say abolishing the database altogether isn't the answer.
The result will be confusion, mistakes, and a much higher likelihood that individuals are incorrectly identified by officers as gang members.
Now, he argues that the database is much smaller now than it used to be before controls were put in place and that it's an important public safety tool. Another measure being considered by the committee would ban DNA tests for teenage suspects without parental consent. Well, a close call yesterday afternoon in Paramus, where an SUV slammed into a strip mall on Route 17 North. Investigators say the 64-year-old woman at the wheel of the Mercedes hit the gas instead of the brake by accident while driving through the parking lot and wound up crashing right through the front windows of a UPS store in the fitness center next door. Some workers say they had to run for cover, but despite a lot of broken glass, no serious injuries reported. The driver taken away in an ambulance. The Paramus Building Department has been checking the stores for structural damage.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.